This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The streets of Minsk are quiet a day after Belarusians filled the center of the capital in the biggest protest so far against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election a week ago. The country's leader countered with thousands of his own supporters holding their own rally. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
As Lukashenko's supporters waited for his appearance at the rally, many chanted Lukashenko's nickname of Batka, or father. The president, who spoke at the rally, vehemently rejected any possibility of holding a rerun of the vote, as anti-government protesters claimed the election was a sham and alleged results were manipulated. Meanwhile, large crowds streamed towards the site of an opposition rally about a mile and a half away, the ninth straight day of anti-government rallies. About 7,000 people were arrested over several days of protests, which police harshly tried to put down with clubs, rubber bullets and flash grenades. Many detainees were later released, complaining of brutality from police while in custody and showing extensive bruises. I'm Karen Chamas.
Officials in Somalia say 10 civilians and one police officer were killed in a gun and bomb attack by al-Shabaab fighters on Sunday. Security forces took 4 hours to regain control of an upscale beachfront hotel in Somalia's capital after five assailants stormed it early Sunday evening. Ambulance workers at the scene reported that at least 28 people were wounded. The Secretary General of the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council is condemning what he calls threats by Iran's president and other Iranian officials towards the United Arab Emirates. This follows the UAE's agreement with Israel to normalize relations. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the UAE has made a mistake in reaching the deal with Israel. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News.